The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, the Soviet space program's quest for the moon led to a big bang. The second attempt to launch the massive N1 rocket, the Soviet answer to the Saturn V, ended in disaster when the rocket's cluster of engines stalled before it could even clear the launch tower. The N1 simply fell back to the ground, where its tons of kerosene-based fuel exploded, resulting in one of the largest non-nuclear man-made explosions in history. The rocket was carrying an uncrewed mock-up of the Soviet's lunar lander. The scar left on the surrounding land by the massive explosion was visible from satellites in orbit, tipping off the American government to the existence of the N1 rocket. Apollo 17 astronaut Harrison Schmitt was born today in 1935. In 1943, actor Kurtwood Smith, who was the villain in RoboCop and Red in that 70s show, was born. Vince Clark of Depeche Mode was born in 1960. On this day in 2001, pioneering electronic musician Delia Derbyshire died. One of the earliest members of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, she's best known for the much-loved original arrangement of the Doctor Who theme music. Pete Kaufman, founder of the arcade game manufacturer Exidy, short for Excellence in Dynamics, died on this day in 2015. Exidy was known for arcade cult classics like Death Race, Venture, Mousetrap, and Crossbow. And in 2018, astronomer Bradford A. Smith, the imaging team leader on the groundbreaking Voyager mission to the outer planets, died. In 1965, the Doctor was up against one of his own people for the first time. Another time traveler with his own TARDIS.
We can get inside!
It's a TARDIS! The monk's got a TARDIS!
So that's it! You're a time meddler. No wonder you wanted to get rid of me. And what are you trying to get up to this time,
I'm sure you'll approve, Doctor.
Are you quite mad? You know as well as I do the golden rule about space and time traveling. Never, never interfere with the course of history.
And who says so? Doctor, it's more fun my way.
But part one of the Time Meddler didn't reveal that the Doctor was a Time Lord. That piece of Doctor Who mythology wasn't invented until 1969. In 1986, you could walk into your local arcade and go on a rampage. Up to three players could team up as giant monsters and wreak havoc and massive property damage across the country, all for a quarter. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at coffee, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.
Why, what have you got there?
A logbook, a sort of diary.